Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island Beer Company, brewers of Goose IPA, Four Star Pils, Sophie Farmhouse Ale, and Bourbon County Brand Stout. More at gooseisland.com. We don't need to be the only beer you drink. We just want to be the best beer you drink.
You're listening to Sound Opinions, and later on in the show, Jim, we're going to have Ron Gallo in the studio with us. Ron Gallo, an up-and-coming guitar player and songwriter who's really come into his own with his solo debut album, Heavy Meta.
Good stuff, Greg, but that's later in the show. First up, it's time for one of our periodic digs for buried treasures, one of our favorite shows we do a couple times a year. I don't know about you, all right? In the old days, I used to get stacks and stacks and stacks of cassettes, and I'd let them pile up on the desk until they started to fall over. Mm-hmm. And then I would take one whole afternoon and listen. And I'd write about this in the Chicago Sun-Times. Nobody reviewed demos in a daily newspaper. Now it's notes on Facebook and tweets and email. So this is us sharing with you stuff that's well under the radar that you may not have heard, probably never would hear. We're going to shine a spotlight on these discoveries. Greg, you are first.
Thanks, Jim. I've thought about this band since early this year when I saw them on the Conan O'Brien show. Does anybody watch the Conan O'Brien show anymore?
I don't think so. Sure. I guess that qualifies as buried.
But I have to tell you why I watch Conan, if at all, is because a lot of the musical guests are pretty cool. At least they were. There's a fellow by the name of Jim Pitt, who was the longtime music booker for a couple of decades before he moved on to Jimmy Kimmel. And in that time, he would spot bands before they became big in a really kind of prescient way. This is an example of that, the Middle Kids from Sydney, Australia. Now, I took a note. I remember jotting this down, saying, hey, Middle Kids, hey, here's a band to pay attention to. They played one song. They didn't even have an album out yet, or much less an EP. And then our producer, Alex Claiborne, emailed me a few weeks ago and said, hey, you ought to check this band out, the Middle Kids. She said, they sound like the Go-Betweens meets Angel Olsen. I said, Alex, you should become a critic.
Right up your alley.
Because that's a pretty good description. Singer-guitarist Hannah Joy and her husband, Tim Fitz, they're the core of the band. Fitz is the guy who's playing the slide guitar on this song. Hannah's the lead vocalist. And then there's a drummer named Harry Day who fills out this trio. They just have one EP out, five songs, but I love it. Here's a track from Middle Kids called Edge of Town on Sound Opinions.
I cannot remember anything you say when the streets are talking. Yeah, they call my name and I walk a little further. I could go all day and the trees are reaching, pointing out the way.
Edge of Town from the self-titled five-song EP from Middle Kids, one of my buried treasures. What's your first one, Jim?
Greg, I'm going to talk about a band called Edwin, which is actually two brothers, Jacob and Matthew Bohl. I knew Matt's old band, Hudson Branch, a really fine indie rock crew out of Chicago for a while. I wrote about them. The brothers have since moved on. Jacob's in L.A., Matt is in New York City. But they convened in the dead of last winter in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, to make a record together as Edwin. It's an EP called You Have No Idea Man, that was recorded by S. Carey of Bon Iver and Brian Joseph, who's worked with Sufjan Stevens. It's his barn in the middle of Wisconsin, deep in the snows where they recorded. This is rather Bon Iver influenced. You will recall, I do not like Bon Iver. This is the right side of that, in that it's rootsy folk rock that is very self-examining. You know, they're bearing their souls. They're looking at who they are as human beings in the language, and they are mixing in a fair amount of electronic experimentation. They said that their goal was Laurel Canyon, George Harrison meets Michael Kiwanuka and Pink Floyd.
Wow.
And that's ambitious, right? So you get an email that says, hey, Jim, you used to like my old band, right? Now I'm doing this new band, and this is what I'm doing. And then you listen to it, and it pays off. That's the best kind of buried treasure discovery. So here is a band you should know about called Edwin. They have one EP out. You Have No Idea, Man. The song is called Uncontrollable Pride on Sound Opinions. Edwin, You Have No Idea, Man, is the EP. You can find it on SoundCloud. The song was Uncontrollable Pride. Greg, what's your next buried treasure?
Jim, I'm going to stay in Australia. I had middle kids from Sydney earlier, and I'm going to go to another Australian band named Gang of Youths they actually came through town in the summer, where I happened to see them on a tip from I have a couple of musical buddies in Australia that tipped me to new bands coming from there. And they said, you know, this band is pretty big in Australia. You guys don't know about these guys
yet. People think we don't listen, right? But we're listening all the time. We read our emails.
Absolutely. People wonder, how do you get these buried treasures? Well, you know, we have our sources. And my Australian sources are telling me Gang of Youths was a band to pay attention to. I saw them at about 100 capacity club in Chicago. I don't think it was even full. Not many people in the United States apparently have heard of them, at least on the level they are at Australia. I really love their second album, Go Farther in Lightness, that just came out a few weeks ago. And this is going to be a track from it. The singer has apparently gone through a lot of emotional and psychological drama in his life. There was a breakup of his marriage. There was drug addiction, a suicide attempt, apparently. This is his way of tunneling out, I think. And this song in particular struck me as emblematic of that struggle and how he overcame it. It's called Do Not Let Your Spirit Wane from Gang of Youths on Sound Opinions.
So I have this dream that comes like twice in a week. It's been so for years and years on repeat. Since then I've not had a full night of sleep, as it plays out the same way. I live with this girl and our kid. I'm as happy as a pig holding a shit.
It's postcard unsettled, a pirate no more. A gypsy most with no mortgage. It's boring, but in the most exquisite of ways. No carcinogenic and humdrum malaise. And it's strange, all the things that I've run from are the things that completeness could come from.
Gang of Youths with a song called Do Not Let Your Spirit Wane on Sound Opinions.
After a break, Greg and I'll dig up some more buried treasures, and later in the show, rocker Ron Gallo joins us in the studio for a live performance. That's all coming up on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX.
All set to leave, then I kiss them goodbye. It goes